Good afternoon and welcome to the Frederick County Sports Weekend. I'm Ed Lilly with Pete McLeod. Pete will be back next weekend, and we're talking to the 3A state championship girls soccer team from Ligonier High School and their coach. Callie Putterman, you're the head coach.
Yes, sir.
And Ashley Urich. Did I get that right?
Yes.
You're the captain and midfielder. You're the junior captain, Fiona Rowan.
Yes.
And senior captain goalkeeper, Maddie Cunningham, who had a great game in the championship. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we're brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union, Jay Day and the Day Home Team Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. Keep it flowing. And, I mean, what a role for Ligonier. We did the state 3A football game, and Ligonier came back and won that one. And you guys won, too. And you've got two other teams, I believe, won this fall, too.
So, yeah, we have four this fall so far. The boys' cross-country team.
That's right.
And the Ligonier cheer team were actually the first two. And they both did it on the same day. I believe that was our state semifinal day. So we knew we were destined to win that day because it was such a good day for Ligonier already. And then we came back the next week and won our state championship. And that was the day after the football team won their regional championship. So they got to go for two more weeks and brought it home nicely for us just this past weekend. So,
well, for you seniors, and I'll come back to you because you're coming back next year.
Yeah.
Okay. But for the seniors, and that's Ashley Urich and Maddie Cunningham. How long, I'll start with Maddie, how long have you played soccer?
I probably played soccer since I was about four, and just something I've always loved to do.
Okay. Did you think you'd be on a state title team?
It was definitely always a dream of mine, and I'm glad we got to accomplish it.
Well, you did accomplish it, and, and you did a great job in doing it, but how was it this year?
We had a great time this year. We're super close this year, and definitely pulled out a lot of close games, which was a lot of fun.
You know, everybody that I've talked to, and it's been a lot of teams over the years, teams that have success seem to have fun. That's part of the success. And it isn't just because they're successful. They're having fun. I'm not sure which one comes before the other, but they seem interwoven. It seems like enjoying your teammates, enjoying being with your teammates, is all part of having a great team. Was that what it was like for you?
Yeah, definitely. It was just a great experience overall.
Now, you're a senior, okay, Maddie,
mm-hmm.
And next year you know where you're going to go to school?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Gettysburg College.
You're going to play soccer?
Yes.
Well, that should be exciting. Mm-hmm. Gettysburg's a good school. It's not far away either. You can almost hear WFMD up there on daytime. I think you can. So you're not that far away. Is that one of the reasons you chose Gettysburg?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to be close to home. So.
Okay, now I get to torture someone else. Ashley, you're a senior.
I am.
And did you ever think you'd be part of a state title team?
No. Oh, well, we went my freshman and sophomore year, and we were hoping to win then, but we didn't get the chance. So this year, especially being my senior year, it was even more exciting that we got the chance to go and win.
Team captain, again, it's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
And was it fun? Or was it, you know, was it work? Was it a mix?
The team was, like, super well-behaved, not, like, anything you had to, like, deal with at all. So I feel like I didn't have to do a lot. Like, I just had to, like, pick up the team when we needed it and, like, yeah.
Was there anything about this season other than winning the state championship, of course, that's particularly memorable to you?
We just have a lot of memories because we wouldn't just hang out during soccer. We have, like, activities outside of soccer, so we get, like, memories through that. Yeah.
As a senior, how hard it was for you and the ride back? I know you're elated because you're the state champions, but it's over.
Yeah.
What did that feel like?
It's hard, of course. It wasn't hard the day of, but, like the weeks after, still it's really hard.
Because you're not practicing anymore.
Yeah.
You don't see, except in class and stuff, you don't see your teammates. And
I enjoyed going to practice every day, so, like, not having practice after school anymore was hard.
You're a senior. You know where you're going next year.
Yeah, I'm going to St. Mary's College of Maryland.
Another good school, and not too far away.
Mm-mm.
You can play soccer?
Yeah.
That's cool. And was there a reason you picked St. Mary's over other schools?
Both my brothers go there, so like I'm familiar with the campus and everything, and I just really love the school. It's really pretty.
That's nice. That's nice. You're a junior.
Yes.
Fiona Rowan, and this year you're captain, and so I presume you'll be a captain. You're going to play again next year, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to be missing your co-captains here, mm-hmm. who were a big part of your team. Okay. What do you think it's going to be like next year?
Well, they'll never be replaced, but we'll definitely try to get someone to fill their spots. But I'll definitely miss them, for sure.
I like that. They'll never be replaced. That's a good way to look at it. And is there something about this season other than winning the state title that really resonates with you?
Definitely like the lifelong friends I've made, I think. We'll always remember this, and it's just the best feeling ever.
Coach, let me ask you about the season, okay? How did it start off for you?
This season was interesting. It sort of last season bled into this season. And, you know, my captain's sitting next to me here, you know, don't speak up for themselves very much. But, you know, Ashley said she didn't do much as a captain. But these guys were the heart and soul of our team. And we have another captain who's not here with us tonight, a junior named Abby Ryland. And these girls and Maddie and my whole senior class really learned a lot, I think, from the previous senior class. This is a group that has made a craft, made a joy out of getting along, getting to know each other. We were a very unfamiliar team at the beginning of the year because we graduated 9 seniors, wow. 8 of which were starters. We were not expected to do much. Most of the people around the county didn't expect much from us. We as coaches weren't sure what we were going to be able to do. We knew it was going to be a hard year. We knew it was going to be about getting to know each other. And I could not have had a better group of leaders, whether they were captains or just team leaders in general, to help make that happen. Because what started off as a rocky start, you know, we had some very, very close games in the beginning of the season that we'd probably like to play again, you know, being the team that we are now. But they were learning experiences, and as the season grew, the girls really got to know each other, and they became not just friends, but what seemed best of friends. And at one point, my assistant coach and I looked at each other, and
could you name your assistant?
My assistant coach, it's Phil Werner. He's a parent of a former player. He worked with the boys team for a while, and now he's just still hanging around and and making me look good. But we looked at each other at one point and realized, you know, we need to back off. These girls are really doing something special, and they could continue to do this, and who knows how far they could go. And, you know, these girls took that and ran with it. Every day they grew closer. You asked about the whether they went to the football regional final. Because our game was the next day, they decided to all skip it and get together and watch a kids' movie and have a pasta party just so that they could be together and just so they could enjoy what you know was going to be the night before their one of the biggest games of their lives. So it's been a fun ride to watch these girls grow and develop, not just as players, but as a team.
You know, I think I know the answer to this, but I was just going to ask, congratulate you on one point, because it takes a pretty good coach to recognize that and
Thank
to
you.
Allow it to happen, because a lot of coaches, they stamp it with their own seal of approval or whatever they want. There would be their team the way they want it. And for you to recognize that, I think, is really remarkable, and congratulations. But at the same time, wasn't that incredibly satisfying for you to see that happen?
I have a lot of favorite seasons, and, you know, at the end of every year, you can say it's your favorite season, but this one was just remarkable. It's surreal, and to watch this happen with this group of girls, I've had an incredibly fortunate run at Linganore. We've been a very, very talented team for about 6 years now, and we've, you know, as Ashley mentioned, this was our third state title game in 4 years. But for this team to be the team that broke through, I thought was fitting, because out of all of them, this was the hardest working team, and this was the team that was the most unified out of any team I think I've ever had. So it was very, very special for me.
What's in the water out there? I mean, I've got to ask. Four state titles and maybe more. I mean, it's only fall. You don't know what it's going to be like. But that's just remarkable. I mean, has anybody else in the school caught on to that and going, what's going on?
We actually, yeah, everybody's loving it right now. I think I'll let the girls tell you a little bit about what they're talking about in the halls. But there are some catchphrases that are running around the school right now. And I've noticed just it. I went through the halls yesterday, and just there's an energy right now. It's amazing. We had a pep rally yesterday morning for to celebrate all the fall athletes, as well as some of the other academic achievements that have occurred. And to see the number of people up on stage getting medals yesterday was just so exciting. And I thought it was neat the way that the whole school rallied behind them. And you know, even a sport that doesn't get as much play, like cross country, people were cheering for and excited for them. And it's just, what a great year to be a Lancer right now. So,
all right, now I got to put Maddie on the spot. Your coach did this to you, so blame him. Okay, what catchphrases?
Just the rings. I think Ashley knows a little more about it. Maybe she can tell you.
Ashley,
it's who's going to join the ring club next?
Ah, okay.
Because we have a bunch of other teams in the school that could do it this year, also.
And do they know the pressure's on them now?
I'm sure they do. they want to be. They want to, like, experience it just like we have.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it like as a senior to experience that victory? It was a close game. We'll talk about that in the second part of the show. But what was it like for you, okay, to come away with that?
I think it means so much more as a senior because it's my last time I'll ever play high school soccer. So it honestly means the world to me.
But you're going to be playing in college next year.
Yeah.
And congratulations on that. That's a rare achievement.
Thank you.
It really is. Maddie, same question. You're a senior. What did it mean to you?
Well, I think we're all just so glad that we went out on top. And for high school sports, a state championship is, you know, the best you can do. It's the best accomplishment. So it's really just an honor.
And I can't ask you. You're a junior. No, what did it mean to you as a junior captain?
It meant a lot. So next year, we'll have a lot more to look forward to, try to repeat the same thing that happened. But I'm definitely proud of everybody and what we've accomplished.
Well, you guys start off with an edge because you've got the experience on your team, the players that are still there. But you also start off with a lot of pressure, you know?
Yes.
As in the what have you done for me lately crowd. We'll get on there. I want to take a moment. If you just tuned in, you're listening to WFMD's Frederick County Sports Weekend with Pete McLeod and Ed Lully. I'm Ed Lully, and we're brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union, J-Day and the Day Home Team, Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. Keep it flowing. And we're talking to Coach Howie Putterman. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
And his winning team here is Captain Midfielder Ashley Urich, Junior Captain Midfielder Fiona Rowan, and Senior Captain Goalkeeper Maddie Cunningham. And we're going to talk to you guys now about what was a pretty darn good game from all accounts, even though I didn't see it. I wish I had, because it sounded really exciting. Coach, you want to start off with how you got there?
So I'm going to go back a little further than you expected, but we, had been having a good season. I think our road to states actually started with a loss. We played a very tough, nationally ranked Urbana team. And we played them incredibly close. Game could have gone either way. I keep traumatizing myself and watching a just barely missed goal by Fiona here that wasn't her fault at all. The keeper was brilliant on it. And another one that, you know, just missed the corner. And the goal against us was really about as close to an own goal as you can create. It was a tight game. And losses are never good, but I think that was actually a great loss for us because the girls and the coaching staff came away believing at that point that we could make it to states.
Yeah, because you're up against a nationally ranked team and you almost beat them.
Well, at least, you know, we almost tied them. There was no doubt about that. And it was, we knew we could play with them, and that was the key. So, you know, we had a conversation the next day. The girls were getting itchy because I think we sat for about 30 minutes. And rather than practice, we were just talking. But I asked them, can we do this every game? Can we do this every day? And we talked about the fact that we had 3 games left in the season, and I asked them if they could count to 5, because I said, where we are right now, it's going to take 5 games to get to states, and then once we make playoffs, it's 5 games to win the state championship. And they coined a phrase about intensity that we were going to bring to every game, and we used it before every game. And that phrase and our demeanor changed, but we slowly made our way through. We actually rolled through some opponents right after that Urbana game. Things were clicking. The girls were playing really well. We got to playoffs. We got to play some teams that we had already beaten. We met Thomas Johnson in the sectional final, and that may have been the toughest game that we played all season long. You know, with everything on the line at that point to get to the regional final, we knew how tough they were going to be. It was an overtime game. It was the first time we had gone to overtime and actually come out on top. The others had all been ties. But we started that game off down 1-0 and then scored. And then in the overtime period, we were able to put the game away. And you could just see, you know, at that point, we knew we had a shot. We rolled through the regional final against Westminster on a cold, pouring rain day that no one else played. Beat them 3-0. And then we played the team that beat us in the state championship 2 years ago on PKs. We played them in the state semifinal. And once again, we went down 1-0.
PKs, for the audience, is penalty kicks.
Sorry, not a soccer show, I understand. So yeah, in penalty kicks 2 years ago, we lost the state championship against Bel Air, a very, very talented team. And they came to us for the state semifinals and went up on us 1-0. They were an incredibly dangerous offensive team. But I think our experiences with Urbana, who are just as if not more dangerous, and TJ really set us up to be ready to defend against that and to believe that we could play. We had just come back against TJ from down 1-0, so the girls believed. And sure enough, I think it was 31 seconds after they went up 1-0, Haley Barge, our goal-scoring leader, got on the end of a ball and headed it into the goal. That was in from, who hit that to her? It was Nora Salter, a sophomore, first year on varsity. Went in as a sub and crossed a ball right to Haley, scored the goal, tied it up. And then Ashley was able to convert a penalty kick about 12 minutes later to put us up 2-1. And that was the score that held to get us to states.
Okay. Now you've gotten to states. You want to tell us about that game and your opponent?
It's a weird circle because Huntingtown is actually the team that we played in the state semifinals 2 years ago, and we beat them in penalty kicks in that game. So we knew that they were going to be ready for us. We knew they'd be good. They were very, very organized and very good at possessing the ball. We struggled a little bit coming into that game. We hadn't really told people, but we had a lot of sickness. We had a starting center back that was in the hospital during the week for possible appendicitis. But, you know, you talk about magical things happening. She joined us the day before the state championship for a light practice and was ready to go. So at that point, you know, we knew we were going to be okay. One of our center midfielders was sick as a dog all week and joined us for practice on Friday and was ready to go on Saturday. Not at 100% either of them, but they were ready to go. 7 minutes in, our leading goal scorer and star senior striker went down with an ankle injury and was hobbled the rest of the game. She sat out for most of the first half. We brought her back in, but, she was willing to, you know, sacrifice her ankle for us to have someone on the field. Ashley here took a knock during the game, if not two, and hurt her back, hurt her head, and was definitely not at her best for a couple minutes. And, you know, she had to come out for a little bit, and we had to check her out. We were really hurting that game, and playing against a team that was as organized and as strong as Huntingtown should have spelled failure right away. But my defense and Maddie here in goal just stepped up like nobody's business. In fact, up until overtime, Maddie wasn't incredibly tested. They shot at her. And she had one very nice save during the game, but most of her brilliant work was done during overtime and during the penalty kick round, because the defense did such a great job of denying shots and denying opportunities. We were on our heels most of that game, but we were able to hold. We didn't break and made it to overtime. And at that point, we knew we were time to bunker in and let's get to PKs, because we were pretty confident about that.
Okay, at the end of overtime, if nobody scores, then you go to penalty kicks.
So penalty kicks in Maryland, just like FIFA, is a 5 kicks for each team. And whoever comes out on top, wins the game at that point. And if you're not, you're going to go to sudden death for a 6th and a 7th. And we had been practicing them for probably a month at that point already. Penalty kicks is an exciting, horrible way to end a game that no one scored for 100 minutes.
Right.
As I said, we had been practicing them a lot, and my girls love taking penalty kicks. We were pretty confident, but I think most of their confidence stemmed from Maddie. One of the things that we've learned over the last 2 years, and I've used this term a couple times already in the last couple of weeks, but when it comes to penalty kicks and stopping shots, Maddie's a beast. We can almost guarantee that she's going to get one in every penalty kick round. And because you're supposed to score on every penalty kick, getting one, stopping one, is enough to win. So sure enough, they won the toss, so they were going to kick first. They scored on their first one. Who stepped up first?
Me.
Was it you? So Ashley steps up first and buries the first one. So it's 1-1. One of their very strong strikers steps up, but our defense had done a very, very nice job of frustrating her during the game. And she goes to take her shot, puts it in the corner, but I don't know if Maddie read where she was going to go ahead of time or just reacted, but she went to the correct side. I believe it was to her left side. And right then and there stopped her shot, the one that we knew that she would. She stopped that second one. So it was still 1-1 after they had taken 2 shots. One by one, each of our players went up and buried their shot. And we didn't miss one that whole time. Fiona put one in. Senior Grace Pritchett put one in. And sophomore Juliana Zeller put one in. And at that point, it was 4-3 us, and they were about to take their 5th shot. Their superstar steps up to take their 5th and final shot. A wonderful player named Mia Isaac, who had been giving us trouble all day long and could have actually ended the game a little bit earlier on us were it not for our defense. And for whatever reason, the nerves, the pressure, the frustration from the day, she went just, for her side, wide right or wide to Maddie's left, and game was over. We were up 4-3, and no need for Abby Ryland to come in and take the 5th one, because 4-3 or 5-3, it's still a win, so we had a ring for us.
Maddie, you know, people can't see you while we're recording this, but you're almost looking embarrassed over there, and what a tremendous performance. I mean, that's what everybody said about it. And how do you feel about that, though? Do you feel like they're giving you too much credit?
Well, it's a great feeling, but all of our defenders worked so hard in the state championship game, and they really helped, for the majority of the game, helped to make my job really easy. So they're fun to watch.
You know, your coach looked at me when you said that, and I know what he's telling me. He's telling me this is why she's a team leader. This is why she's a team captain. This is one of the reasons our team did so well, because they played like a team. And my congratulations to you, because it's teamwork like that that really makes a successful team. And you're not giving yourself enough credit. I bet your teammates agree with me.
Yes, of course.
There you go. Well, that's an exciting game, and for you guys to come back and do that, it's just tremendous. Ligonier's had a lot of success this year, not least with what you guys have just done. So you've earned the title for all time of 2017 3A state champions, and that's just a great thing to have. Coach, I mean, that is good. Did you get something to say? No? Go ahead, speak up. You know, I said that earlier before we got on the show. Is there anyone, because you're a senior, is there anyone looking back that you'd like to thank?
Well, I'd definitely like to thank my parents for all of their support and the school for backing us up throughout our whole playoff run, and all our teammates, because they helped to make it happen.
Ashley?
Definitely my parents and my brothers, because my brothers kind of taught me everything I knew in soccer. And, yeah.
And you dared to let them know that?
That's probably the nicest thing I'll ever say to them.
They better get a recording of the show for the future. Fiona, you're not a senior yet, but
no.
But what do you think?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to thank my family because they've definitely been supporting me through the whole entire season. So.
You know, and you probably didn't notice it, but all the games that they attended, you know, they were out there on the field with you. And every time you guys would appear to get injured or suffer, they were there with you. I know that's true.
Yeah.
And along with your coaches. Looking forward, now you guys are going to be playing in college next year. Congratulations as well.
Oh, thank
Maddie.
You.
That's a tremendous achievement. It really is. Every college team is composed, and I don't care what division, is composed of high school all-stars. It really is. And so you're already playing against, you know, really good people, and the level of competition just goes up. So it's going to, I know, be challenging for you. Don't know. Do you think you guys are going to win any more? The school's going to win any more state championships?
We're hoping.
You still got winter and spring to go.
We're hoping girls basketball. Fiona's on the girls basketball team, and boys lacrosse is always good.
You guys done? Do you play any spring sports? Any winter sports?
No.
Ooh, but you're going to be running the whole time, right? You going to get ready for next year?
Of course. Yeah.
That never stops, does it?
No, we have soccer all year round. Club soccer starts now, so yeah.
If you've been listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend, we've been talking to the 3A state title team for women's soccer, Coach Howie Putterman and his captain midfielder Ashley Urich, captain midfielder Fiona Rowan, and senior captain goalkeeper Maddie Cunningham. I want to thank you for listening to us, and hope you'll join us again next week. For Pete McLeod, I'm Ed Lully, and wishing everyone a great afternoon.